Good morning, everyone in Audio Boo Land. Try to maintain your level of sanity here. We're in the kitchen. This is Dave, 728NC. And I'm in the kitchen, and we're going to experience one of our new kitchen gadgets. I'm preparing things here. This is something that Carolina Wolfie and our teenage boy got at the mall the other day. And it's called a bagel guillotine. I'm not making that up. So I have out a great big bagel here, an onion bagel from Costco, which are very, very good. In case you're wondering. And so this bagel guillotine comes in two pieces. The bottom, the piece that kind of goes inside the top piece with the blade on it, is kind of just a guide for the top piece, and it's like a base. And then the top of it has handles on the sides, and then it guides the blade down, and then it's got a handle on the top, and it kind of goes, it looks like an arch, basically. And so what you do is you take the top off, and then you put your bagel inside the base, where it fits in there quite nicely, well, sort of. All right, there we go. So our bagel is placed in the bagel guillotine. And then you put the part, you guide it on there. Okay, here we go. Now, I know this is terribly exciting for all of you. This is what they call really good radio. Not so much. All right, so now it's poised, and there has to be a drum roll because that's what they did to guillotine people. And so you have a drum roll. And I guess I just push down on this. And there we go. And then I lift up. Okay, and my bagel is sliced. Because these unsliced bagels, which is what this was at Costco. Ooh, this came out really well. And then, alright, then I'll put this in our relatively new tote. And now that works pretty good. It's a little off-center, because that's probably just the way the bagel was. I have to press the bagel button. And let me see how dirty the blade is and stuff. Well, that's not too bad at all. The blade is inside. It's kind of protected. You have to reach in there to see it. And it's got a point on... This is on the inside of the top part that slides down. It's got a point, and it looks... What a bread knife would look like, kind of like a steak knife, serrated edge, in kind of a diamond shape, and it spreads all the way out to the side of the inside of the thing that goes down. And then there's the guillotine part. Okay, that worked pretty well. I'm kind of excited by this, and which means I'm going to have a delicious onion bagel with some cream cheese here shortly. And I call this a success. Off with their heads. No, wait, that's something else. Okay, there's the bagel guillotine. My bagel is toasting as we speak. And I think that worked really well. It was pretty easy, and it's pretty safe. And it really is called a bagel guillotine. And we happen to get this one at Williams-Sonoma. I think Wolfie said it was about... $25. So, if you have been troubled by slicing bagels and having them look like they were sliced by blind people, which is something that happens at our house, this is a handy little gadget to have. All right, so there you go. That's my review of the bagel guillotine. Have a lovely morning. Bye-bye.